This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Mutually assured destruction. I mean, that's about 1950 is. It's mutually assured destruction. You're going to kill me, but I'm going to kill you right back. And so no one wins in that war games type scenario. In the 21st century, we live under a new type of war. There's always been psychological war in war. There's always been the war of ideas. In fact, it's always been more important overall than even the size of armies and weapons. But in the 21st century, silent weapons for quiet wars are king. A false reality is being built through which humanity itself is to be overthrown. And it is beyond humbling. To be in this seat here talking to millions of you. We're live on this Sunday broadcast, broadcasting worldwide. Then I guess we have one more Sunday broadcast next week, and that'll be it for the year. 2015, come and gone. Hard to believe it's already December 20th, 2015. This weekend I went to an event. I'm not going to get into it today. And ran into some of the more well-known, famous Special Forces people. And I just already knew it, but I couldn't believe that every one of them I ran into was a listener and said they were fans of the show. That is an incredible responsibility right there. You know, that's not hype that this is probably, well, undoubtedly, the most popular radio program in the world, inside intelligence agencies, on Navy ships, on foreign ships, in submarines, on the front lines of innumerable public and also secret wars, inside genetic engineering facilities. You name it. This is the radio show that the insiders listen to. And what a responsibility. Last night after I left this event that I was at, it was just more shell-shocking that this is really all happening. This is real. And I'm in the middle of it, and so are you. Because you're not listeners. Almost all of you are participants in the fight for this country and for freedom worldwide. And never before has it been more cut and dried when you actually get down to the ground, but above it is this fake fog of disinformation that is sprayed out by the establishment in the hopes they can get away with what they're doing. But never before has that fog basically gotten so thin. I mean, there's more of it than ever, but it's almost like the people of the world are growing a sixth sense, or they've got like ground-penetrating radar that just shoots through the garbage and they go right to the core of what's happening. Because I talk to just people on the street all the time, and they're more informed than I am on many fronts. There's so much news when we come back. As I say, the good, the bad, and the ugly, but This is really an amazing time to be alive, and I just don't know how so many people can think that life's boring or doesn't have a meaning. Life has meaning when you get involved and try to make the world a better place. Then it's just incredibly real.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.
On the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. George Orwell made that famous quote before he died in 1949. And as the lies, the fraud, the brainwashing intensifies, those of us that do tell the truth or even seek the truth will stand out like a lighthouse out on a peninsula in the middle of a hurricane to passing ships. And we have that intro that says, you're basically battling the empire. No, I'm not talking about the empire from Star Wars. I mean the real empire we live under today, a global corporate world government empire, tax-exempt above the law, seeking to monopolize not just the financial systems of the world, but to monopolize the sovereignty of the world, and to basically end competition as we know it. And you know, with the end of competition comes the end of any strength, any honor, any innovation. It's the equivalent of a baby growing up in zero gravity. That baby wouldn't grow. They've taken baby mice into orbit. They've kept them on the space station for a year before. And they don't really grow, and they just turn into basically mindless blobs because their bones don't have any gravitational force pulling down on them. There's no pressure. There's no oppression. And that's what the nanny state is really all about, is making sure you never go through any crisis in your life so that you never learn any self-sufficiency or confidence. So that you become a mindless, dumbed-down follower who can't think for yourself. The Pentagon, in the Jade Helm documents titled Mastering the Human Domain, admit that their main enemy in the future will be, quote, empowered individuals. No wonder they say retiring military personnel are the number one terror threat and the number one enemy of Homeland Security in hundreds of Homeland Security memos, scores of which we've broke here, because those are empowered individuals. This is a snake eating itself. As they prepare to phase humans out of combat roles and move to mechanized robotic systems for ground, sea, undersea, air, you name it. So that the technocrats can call all the shots and make all the decisions, and they can't have those pesky soldiers say no anymore to unlawful or unconstitutional orders. And that's been one of the main things holding back total and complete wild-eyed totalitarianism from breaking upon this species. I talk about our military being some of the most virtuous good people we have, then also talk a lot about the role they've been put in domestically to condition the public for a takeover, which is one of the most treacherous positions to be in. And then the media plays that off against the public and says, Alex Jones hates the military because I'm warning that our military is being turned into a globalist tool. It's the opposite. I'm trying to protect our military from unconstitutional roles and thus protect my country and my republic that I personally, before God and country and my family and all of you, sworn to defend. And not because I'm some hero, but because I have self-preservation beating in my breast. I know an oppressive evil when I see it. And everybody else can see it now. And that's the globalist's biggest problem is they denied world government. They denied they were going to assault the family. They denied they were going to try to bankrupt the general public and get rid of the middle class. They denied the Federal Reserve was private. They denied that the interest rates were staged and that big banks were tax exempt. All of that is now public. About 95% of what we cover daily is now public. And the social engineers have a big problem because they expected to bring all this in with a dumbed-down population that knew nothing. But the difference is patriots like yourselves and countless others and all those that came before us, even before Ron Paul, the Barry Goldwaters and the Ronald Reagan spoke out against the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, and the plan to take over U.S. sovereignty. We've been battling this program for a long, long time. And the truth is, we're in a pretty good position right now against the globalists. They are losing credibility on every front. One of the biggest examples is 2 years ago around military saying we will not serve on the side of Al-Qaeda. And now ISIS in Syria, we're not going to do it. And Kerry had to back off, bringing down the Assad regime to turn it over to the most vicious, hateful, murderous people you can imagine. That process is still ongoing. And so now segueing into all the huge news today, Hillary, during the Democrat debates that they're hiding during the weekend because she's so far ahead of her competitors, Hillary, who gets more money from Wall Street than any other candidate out there combined, okay, you can combine all the Republican candidates, just look it up, and Hillary gets more Wall Street money than they do. And I don't mean Wall Street, your average firm. I mean the big ones that run it, the big brokerage firms. The Goldman Sachs that fund open borders, taking your guns, you know, the enemy. The foreign banks. And we're going to play this clip here in just a moment. She gets up there and she says, you know, ISIS is using Donald Trump videos to recruit. Well, I went and looked that up. Hey, that's not true. But it doesn't matter. ISIS was literally funded by the State Department and by NATO. And our own military from day one blew the whistle on it when it happened. And so from day one on this show first, I'm not bragging, I'm just telling you the fact, we took the risk to give you the intel within a day of Benghazi happening what it was, an arms transfer that the ambassador wouldn't go along with, so they killed him to transfer four giant warehouses of TOW missiles, anti-tank missiles, and then MPAD, surface-to-air missiles, and other high-impact weapons is what they're called, to the al-Nusra, al-Qaeda rebels in Syria. And because our military and intelligence agencies continued to say no to that, they had to have the export group controlled by Hillary Clinton that we now have proven. I mean, you heard the CIA whistleblowers like Tosh Plumlee. He had to retire when he came on the show. You heard them all say that she's running through the State Department a program with billions of dollars back to her foundation to send money out to all these different groups, and then the money just comes right back to her. They give them the weapons, they send her money back. But because the other agencies wouldn't go along with it, they had to kill the people at that base and kill the ambassador to cover it up. Did we even toot our horn years later when that all came out in the news just this year about her foundation and what she did? And see, the reason Hillary is up there now trying to become president is she has to be too big to fail. She has to commit crimes so huge, so out of control, so out in the open that no one dare bring her down because she's tied into so many other powerful people who she'll bring down. She is an arrogant, crazy woman who has committed every crime you can imagine in front of the planet, running around like an arrogant mad dog in front of everyone. On TV bragging about killing Gaddafi, who came into the West 8 years before they did it, set him up, and then murdered him. Oh, that really makes our credibility go up around the world. We are now known as the bad guys, not the good guys. And we were never perfect, but compared to the Soviet Russians and other corrupt regimes, we were the good guys. Now, these scum have destroyed our good name. And then they come out and she blames Donald Trump. I've never seen hypocrisy in history that pure, that ridiculous. She literally ran the creation of ISIS, the arming of them, and then she blames Donald Trump. That is amazing.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
And it is the 20th day of December 2015. Thank you for joining us. A lot about the facts, the majority of globalist brainwashing, propaganda, anti-sovereignty, anti-family, anti-free market, anti-self-defense tripe is packaged in entertainment. I've now talked to four or five people in the office that have seen Star Wars, The Force Awakens. I have read the online full spoilers myself. And so we don't just cover entertainment because we think it's fun or cutesy. We cover entertainment because then we can reach out to people that are only into entertainment and get them politically thinking for themselves. So Kit Daniels and Rob Dew are coming in the second hour today to discuss The Force Awakens. And yes, the spoilers are out there, and spoiler alert, I should have spoiled this movie earlier. When the Philadelphia police threatened to arrest people that walked out of the movie theater and told people what the movie was about, you have free speech rights to do that. This is what SOPA and CISPA and all these new global initiatives will do that our Congress has been trying to pass, is where you can't even say the word Disney unless you pay them. I can say Disney all day long. It's my free speech. Disney is one of the biggest funders of anti-gun movements. So I generally boycott Disney, and they now own Star Wars. But it's a pretty safe bet any of these big shows or any of these big, you know, productions are owned by one of the big five media companies, and they're all anti-gun because they want to disarm the slaves. They want disarmed populations. They've done it everywhere else in the world. And then they sit there and look at us and go, nobody wants your guns. Well, now the Democrats are pretty honest about it, and coming up, gun control executive orders expected within weeks. Brace yourselves. This is an article out of the Smithsonian. That is the National Science Museum and Research System of the federal government, the oldest scientific continually funded organization in the federal government. Oh, and they're saying what we said 20 years ago. And I don't say that constantly to be neurotic and say how smart we are. It's just to verify. You know, like if you've got a scope on a gun and it's shooting bullseye at 200 yards, this scope is accurate. Or the scope's 5 feet off. You better fix it. You better reset it. You better sight it in. We're really dead on, and it's scary how dead on we are. There it is, the Smithsonian. Airplane contrails may be creating artificial geoengineering. Dissipating haze from plane exhaust. See, now they're not saying ice crystals. We always said it's the exhaust. Bingo! Alters how sunlight reaches the earth and may be unintentionally affecting our climate. No, I have the federal government's patents, and in 1992, there was a science prize won, a Nobel laureate, with a plan to add three compounds to jet fuel, kerosene basically, and have it aerosolized through the jet engine to create the nuclei particula to darken the earth. And since 1993, when it went global in a secret Department of Energy program, the earth has gone from 8% darker, 15% darker, 20, 25. The last NASA scan is the Earth is 31% darker. We are being terraformed. The details are secret. I don't know what they're doing All I know is we've made films, we've documented it, we've had meteorologists on. There is planetary geoengineering going on. Or is it terraforming? There's a riddle in that. Because only aliens would want to do something like that to our planet. Then it would be terraforming if aliens were. And I'm not saying aliens are running this. I don't get into aliens. But so much of what our elite act like and what they do is like they're against the human species. But psychopaths always hate other humans, so they are kind of their own species. Like a lot of scientists believe their brain structure and other things, and some of their DNA is that psychos, maybe one out of 1,000, they are a different species. So it's an alien invasion. Anyway, you slice it. I said I'd cover that later. See, I just kind of jumped into it right now. This is big, though, because they always go, it's ice crystals, man. It's always happened. Oh, at 5,000 feet on hot days? No, it doesn't always just happen. And I kept wondering, how is it in all the major planes? But then foreign planes will come in sometimes from other countries, right at the same level. You'll see them at 35,000 feet, and they're not shooting out trails. See, a real ice crystal trail goes away in about a minute. When they've got fuel mixed with this stuff, it stays up there for 20, 30 minutes, sometimes an hour, and then dissipates and then gets wider hazes. You can see rainbow colors in it. And we know what's in there. Aluminum dioxide, barium salts, radioactive isotopes. And then now they've got national textbooks I've shown people here on air. And we've gone over it for seventh graders saying, there is a Department of Energy program adding chemicals to jet fuel to put sunscreen up to stop global warming. So see, they're already teaching kids in public school nationwide. Not every district, but it's all over the country that this is going on for at least a decade. It's really been going on since the early 90s. But then to adults, they go, that's not happening. No one wants your guns. Obamacare's free. Raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt, silly. And they play these games with us all day long. And all I know is there are hundreds of patents, many of them by the Department of Defense, on weather modification, on how to add the chemicals, how to put it in with the jet fuel. And they've got Department of EPA waivers of the Department of Energy for the high-altitude aerosol testing campaign. And see, here's a little secret. They call all this testing because you can't do human experimentation or environmental experimentation under the UN 1978 Weather Weapons Treaty. There's even a treaty. Just look up Weather Weapons Treaty and pull it up. It's at the UN's website. You can't do it for war purposes, but you can do it for educational or research purposes. Purposes. U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B. And people read that, they go, this bans in the U.S. Code secret experimentation. Yes, except for experimentation, research, or law enforcement. Experimentation for research or law enforcement. There's the Environmental Modification Convention, 1977, but it was ratified October 5th, 78. See, pretty good memory. And added in 2010 to the Biological Diversity Treaty. And I've had the father of weather weapons on. He was in World War II flying into hurricanes are in the Atlantic. He was in the Pacific. They were typhoons. He'd fly into 200-mile-an-hour storms in propeller planes. Ben Livingston, man, that guy's amazing. He flew thousands of missions over 4 or 5 years. He was in Vietnam leading squadrons. He was already an old man. When I interviewed, he was like 90-something, but in Vietnam, he was already old. Leading squadrons in to flood the Ho Chi Minh Trail up to 10 feet of water. He could take a clear sky with a couple dozen planes and in hours turn it into just total just rain. We'll be back with Hillary. Stay with us.
We have been fighting this war tirelessly with you at our side, day in and day out.
exposing the ludicrous lies and criminal operations of the globalists, and we're starting to see big effects. And the word is getting out. The globalists want to make us dependent. And as Napoleon famously said, an army marches on its stomach. Ammunition, food, and supplies form the backbone of any offensive, including the info war. And our enemies admit they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
With this in mind, we have held strong to our principles and the decision to refuse any money from globalists or government. We are funding our crusade against tyranny the old-fashioned way, with pure free market, free will capitalism. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139 and take advantage of free shipping right through December 18th and get your order before Christmas. May God bless you and your family and keep us strong as we forge ahead in this battle for humanity.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let me jump right into the news. I've already spent a couple segments just getting into the general program of the globalists and why they want us to be weak so they can rule over us. And in the process, make themselves weak. Extremely dishonorable people. Then we're going to get into the attack on the Second Amendment. The type of stuff they're passing quietly as the year draws to an end. The IRS has been rewarded with massive expansion, huge bonuses for their public persecution of Christians, conservatives, veterans groups, pro-Second Amendment groups, auditing everything from Patriot T-shirt companies to auditing and arresting and harassing pastors and denying all conservative 501c3 tax exemptions the last few years, except one. They gave out tens of thousands to liberals, but only one to conservatives. Just total discrimination, total evil. And MSNBC, actually, I've seen them twice, and I don't hardly watch them. Say, of course we're denying the Tea Party tax exemption. Of course we're going after veterans groups. You people are racist. They just say that. It's like saying, you Jews are up to no goods. We're going to arrest you in Nazi Germany. You just say, you don't have rights because you as a group are bad. That's how that demonization campaign works. Oh, there's been a couple more friendly fire attacks. The U.S. Air Force keeps getting ordered to bomb known Syrian military bases and power plants. And Iraqi soldiers fighting ISIS bombed by errant U.S. airstrike. And the Iraqis just say this is happening basically every couple days. It's totally staged. Our own pilots have gone public this year saying they're being ordered to bomb stuff that isn't ISIS. But they're just the pilots. I mean, soon it'll be all robot aircraft, and so they won't complain. They won't have a conscience. Thank goodness everything's fine. Our government admits they created ISIS and been funding al-Qaeda and al-Nusra, all the same group. And Hillary, of course, ran all that at the State Department. It's all come out. Benghazi, her foundation, using the State Department to bypass the Pentagon and even the CIA, who were not going along to a great extent with giving weapons to al-Nusra and other groups, because the contractors, the troops, all of them just basically said, no, we're not doing it. So they had all the weapons delivered to some warehouses and then killed the people that were there supposedly guarding them and handed them over. The problem was a couple of Navy SEALs down the road didn't follow the order to stand down and came down the street, and they were sheep-dipped Navy SEALs, CIA. And so the firefight went on for about an extra 6 hours. And that let everybody, the two different drones, tune in and see it and let the Pentagon see the stand down. And it was just so dishonorable, so evil, so obvious that it caused a seismic shift. The word is there were thousands of people watching it. And I say word, I've had guests on that saw it for themselves. And is it treason to go public? Yes, they will arrest you. The people that run our federal government will arrest you. They will kill you. Michael Hastings was talking to folks about this story, and, you know, his car blew up. He came out and he said, this administration, he's a liberal, is at war against America and at war against our rights. We've got to organize as the media against it. Our country's been overthrown. And 2 days later, he said, the feds are chasing me. I've got the biggest story ever. Homeland Security's been at my house. And then his car blew up and shot the engine 400 feet down the road, blowing it off of its bolts. Let's use a Star Wars allegory. Look at this. There's bantha sticks and some of their, you know, tracks. But look, these blast points are too accurate. I've never heard of them hitting something this big. And General Kenobi says that's because it wasn't Jawas. We're meant to be told it's Jawas. Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise. That's why we hijack these movies and stuff, because the childlike mind of the public can only tune into something like that. I don't mean my general audience, but new people we're reaching out to. And was Hastings safe when his wife worked at the National Security Council? She worked in the Security Council. Was Hastings safe being an operative of an unnamed agency? No. He had a conscience, and so, just like Pat Tillman, they just punched one button. Boom. And who is they? The people that have hijacked our country. Let's hear from the lady who on record ran the overthrow of Libya and the destabilization and the overthrow of Egypt and the overthrow attempted of Syria. The Turks invaded 2 weeks ago Iraq and are attacking the Iraqi military that's fighting ISIS. That's not even in our news. But here's Hillary. She knows who did it. It's Donald Trump's fault. That's the talking point from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and all these other people, Hillary Clinton, is that he's helping ISIS. They don't ever say how. They just say he's helping. And the average dumbed-down yuppie goes, that's right. Then they're intellectuals. They can repeat the words. Trump helped ISIS. Why, someday they'll probably claim he runs it. Because he agreed with Putin to bomb the oil and to bomb the convoys and to cut off the money. Because he said things that were sensible and patriotic and honorable to defend the Christians and non-radical Muslims in Syria. Assad, by the way, was on the news today. He does rare public appearances because they try to kill him every time he comes out. He was at the big Notre Dame Church, is what it's called there in Damascus, in preparation to celebrate Christmas. And he basically prayed there. You can go read about it. That's the kind of Muslim he is. He's an Alawite. They're not even Muslims. They're basically closeted Christians, most of them. And so that's why he has to die. They're not going to let... Yeah, the word is Assad's a closet Christian, folks. They're not going to let a guy trained in the West who's a Christian live. He will die if they have their way. And they'll put a guy with a hood on his head in there, and everyone will have to worship him. Now, let's go ahead and go to Hillary blaming someone who had nothing to do with it when she is the Don Corleone, the kingpin of the operation, the El Jefe. And then she blames Donald Trump. Here it is.
We also need to make sure that the really discriminatory messages that Trump is sending around the world don't fall on receptive ears. He is becoming ISIS's best recruiter. They are going to people showing videos of Donald Trump insulting Islam and Muslims in order to recruit more radical jihadists. So I want to explain why this is not in America's interest to react with this
kind
of...
Now, let's go to Donald Trump, talking about what a liar she is. ISIS has been threatening to attack Russia and has blown up one of their planes with a bomb because they are cutting the oil off. Oh, ISIS attacks because you insult them. Give me a break. All Donald Trump said was, until you check the visas and vet these people, no more. Total common sense. And then she spins it in upside-down bizarro world. Now, let's go to Donald Trump's response.
Right now, we saw that tweet. Mr. Trump, you going to stand by it?
Well, of course I'm standing by it. It was vetted. They went to the Washington Post.
Rewind it. Stephanopoulos, Clinton operative. See, the average idiot doesn't even know that watching ABC News. Literally. Going, do you stand by that? Like, do you stand by that? You still rape your wife? Just everything phrased that way. These little snivelers. Let's go back to it.
Right now, we saw that tweet. Mr. Trump, you going to stand by it?
Well, of course I'm standing by it. It was vetted. They went to the Washington Post. Fox News went out in great detail and looked for it, and there's no such video. And they may make one up, knowing the Clintons and knowing Hillary, but there's nobody. She just made it up. I mean, she made it up. It was a soundbite, just like Bernie Sanders lied. I mean, he went out and said things that never took place. I didn't say that about
him. Let's come back. Hillary said she was in Serbia and that they shot up the plane. She was on the ground in combat. People were getting shot all around her. Then it cuts to the CBS video. It's a blue sky. Everything's fine. But it's okay. See, she's worse than Brian Williams, but she's allowed to because she's a woman. She is a mafia princess. I mean, she is just a piece of stinking work. In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95, and then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dishonorable trash we have running our country. Speaker of the House. The supposed conservative who just gave the Democrats the biggest pork barrel sellout of the budget they've ever seen. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, look at these people. Starting all these wars. Devaluing our currency. Engaged in just incredible attacks on American culture. We are being conquered by these people because we don't have the will to recognize the fact we're under attack. Because we've been eased into it. They've crept up on us. And Hillary Clinton gets up and says, ISIS is using Donald Trump as a recruitment tool. That's been the talking point for about 3 weeks by the mainstream media. With no proof. And then she comes out and says it, and there is no video. Whenever they killed Ambassador Stevens, they claimed there was some video insulting Muhammad that hadn't even been released. They just made it up. The media ran with it. This is what they do. They're known certified liars. Hillary has been caught lying about everything under the sun. And then she says that Donald Trump's helping ISIS when she literally gave birth to them. If anybody in Western governments was more a mommy to ISIS, it's Hillary Clinton. There is no one like her who's been involved at every level, funding, shepherding, coddling. It's just too rich. It's too ridiculous. The absurdity, the hypocrisy, the over-the-topness of it. And then Trump sits there and brings up what a big fat liar she is. I mean, Trump does great, but I would have just said, that's why they don't let me on those big shows anymore. And we don't need to. We have our audiences as big as an ABC morning show. Those are still some of the only mainstream media shows that are still big as those shows. They used to have like 35 million in a morning Sunday show. Now they got about 6, 7 million. That's still big. And it's mainly folks that are nearing their final days on Earth. And that's I respect elderly folks. But they tend to trust the system a little bit more. And she sits up there praying on them. If Donald Trump, he's done all these terrible things. Well, he helped create ISIS. He's helping fund them. He's helping stir them up. He's helping them recruit. Whenever it's the opposite. But that's because she thinks you're dumb. But Trump goes on these shows and makes some good points, but I would have said what he said first. She's lying. There's no such video. And by the way, she's the one that claimed that she was over in Serbia and got shot at like Brian Williams and got caught in a lie. Why hasn't she resigned like Brian Williams? Or why hasn't she been basically, you know, removed as the candidate? She is a pathological, stolen glory liar. Next, she's going to tell you that she founded Delta Force and is a commando and can do 100 pull-ups. She's a joke. If I got up here on air, folks, and said I flew into Serbia once and they shot up the airplane and I was on the ground, they shot us up, then it cuts to me, blue skies with a red carpet, nothing happened, my career would be over and it should be. But Hillary does it and it's like cute. Oh, look, she got caught with another big lie. Oh, it's so creative. So let's go to Trump responding to her. Here it is.
Right now, we saw that tweet. Mr. Trump, you going to stand by it?
Well, of course I'm standing by it. It was vetted. They went to the Washington Post. Fox News went out in great detail and looked for it, and there's no such video.
And
they may make one up knowing the Clintons and knowing Hillary, but there's nobody.
Back it up again. There was never any such video. The media just started saying as a talking point the day he came out and said, block all Muslim immigrants until we at least vet their IDs like everybody else, they can't be above the law. Because they are right now. That's in the news. They don't even check their IDs in most cases. That's mainstream news. So they spin that around. And then we talk about, well, where did she get this idea? She's just repeating the big lie that Trump is ISIS. He comes out and exposes Hillary is behind ISIS, so they flip it and say, no, you're behind ISIS. That's all. This is what they think of the public. Let's go back to it.
Well, of course I'm standing by it. It was vetted. They went to the Washington Post. Fox News went out in great detail and looked for it, and there's no such video. And they may make one up knowing the Clintons and knowing Hillary, but there's nobody. She just made it up. I mean, she made it up. It was a soundbite. Just like Bernie Sanders lied. I mean, he went out and said things that never took place. I didn't say that about Mexicans. I have great relationships with the Hispanics, and I didn't say what he said. You know, they make up things in the world of politics. They're all talk and no action. They're politicians.
You sure you want to go down that road? The fact checkers have called you out on more false statements than any other candidate.
In advance?
Oh, I'll go down that road. And, you know, people maybe call me out, but they turn out to be wrong also. And many of the things I've said, and I think just about all of them, they may have been controversial at one point, George, but they're not controversial in the end because people start to say, you know, Trump's actually right. And you go into illegal immigration, everybody now is coming my way with illegal. I've been 100% right as far as crime is concerned, as far as the economy is concerned. I've been right on more than anybody else has been right by a
Well, you've never come up with a video of those those thousands of people cheering in New Jersey on 9/11.
Oh, there were plenty of people cheering, believe me, and I've come up with plenty. And the Washington Post wrote a story that they tried to retract, and there were many other stories written, and a lot of people, thousands of people, have been calling and writing and emailing. Many people saw it, and it was in New Jersey, and it was also all over the world, George. So there's an obvious problem.
And by the way, Trump is setting them up because some of the people in New Jersey were reportedly Israelis dressed up like Arabs. I don't even know if that part's true. And he's waiting for them to go to that, then it's going to blow up in the Bush's faces. I mean, Trump's just too sophisticated for these ding-dongs. And I'll go further. There were people in Palestine celebrating, Muslims. And when the Paris thing happened, at two global soccer games, they were cheering and God is great during the minute of silence for the dead people in Paris. And there were people. I remember in the news at the time, the kids getting thrown out of school because they were celebrating. You know, Allah brought down the towers. I mean, it was a bunch of people were celebrating. And then they found these folks on a rooftop jumping up and down urban moving systems, and they claimed they were Israelis, and the story got shut off. That was on Fox News, by the way. People always say, Jones says Israel blew it up. I didn't say that. Fox News reported it. And it probably wasn't even accurate. The whole thing is very confusing. The point is, that was all over the news at the time. But they're sitting there acting like Trump just made this up. All he's doing is talking about what was on the news at the time. I remember, like, the day after 9/11, it showed people celebrating in New York and in London and in Israel. They're in the West Bank. I mean, there are radical Muslims that celebrate when we get attacked. That's a fact. But they just sit there with a straight face. You really want to stand by that? You really want to stand by the fact that there may be fish in the ocean? Well, yes, I did see some fish the other day off the pier. Are you sure you saw fish in the ocean? That's pretty crazy. And then Trump's smart enough to know as well, because I know I've talked to his staff about it. They don't want him to get into the stuff I do, because then he'll really get elected. This is so popular, you know, exposing the globalists. They come to him and go, this is the Alex Jones that thinks wasps live under the UN building. I never said that. That's completely made up. Alex says the moon landing didn't happen. I never said. I said the opposite, and they know I'm criticized for saying the moon landings happened. That's how they prey on their idiot viewers. The problem is real media, alternative media, whatever, new media, it's more popular than dinosaur media. They've got bigger sets and stuff suits and political operatives like Axelrod and Stephanopoulos and the rest of them. But even the little bit of power they've got is draining away so fast. And that's why they want to bring in totalitarianism. It's why they want to shut me up. It's why they said they want censorship. The Supreme Court justice has told Drudge it's coming next year because we're kicking their stinking butts. Briefly, it is your purchase of the amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com that funds so much of what we do. Great nutraceuticals, great shortwave radios, great Hillary for Prison shirts, Moan Labe. But right now, the best thing you can really do is get 6 months free to see the subscription nightly news, all my films, and more at PrisonPlanet.tv. You go to InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv, you sign up, and you get 6 months off the regular price. Normally a year you get 2 months free, so it's $54.95. Now it's $36.50 for a year membership. 20 people can use the same username, so that's 20 memberships for less than $5.95 a month. And the little bit of money we make helps fund this operation. It's a win-win. PrisonPlanet.tv. Share the gift of truth and knowledge with folks. All right, next hour coming up, we're into geoengineering, Star Wars, and more.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated.
So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.